This week, Mayor Bloomberg decided to withdraw $5 billion of his fortune from the Quadrangle Group. The investment firm was founded by his close friend, Steve Rattner, and the company is the subject of an ongoing criminal probe by New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. The mayor told reporters yesterday he'd rather not address his personal finances.
It's not something that should be discussed in the public domain, and I don't plan to. I was very satisfied with what Quadrangle did. They built an organization that I wanted, and the plan was always for me to take it over. I did it, and what I do with my money is something that I will keep in my domain.
With us to talk now about the significance of the mayor's move is WNYC's Bob Henley. So, Bob, $5 billion is a big number, even for Mayor Bloomberg. He says he was happy with Quadrangle, so why make the move?
Well, for a perspective, to get a sense of the scale of his wealth, anywhere the number you see in the press is anywhere between $11 and $17 billion. So you're right, it's a large amount. About 2 years ago, we know about this from a Quadrangle letter it sent out on February 19th to its other stakeholders and investors. About 2 years ago, when the mayor tapped Quadrangle, Alice Ruth was hired by Quadrangle. She was a former chief investment officer for Gordon Moore, one of the founders of Intel. And she was tasked with dealing with Mayor Bloomberg's portfolio and developing Quadrangle's business for other wealthy clients. Ruth and about a dozen other folks working for her now will spin off and work exclusively on behalf of the mayor and his philanthropies and continue the diversification of his interests. Now, from his standpoint, it assures that the only focus will be on Mayor Bloomberg's philanthropic goals and investment strategies. And other billionaires have done it, like Bill Gates, you know, they've employed the same strategy. And on the reputational front, it certainly doesn't help. It certainly helps the mayor to have moved on out of Quadrangle in the event that there's some kind of final ruling regarding this criminal probe.
Now, does the mayor have to get the approval of from the city's like conflict of interest board to make a change to his wealth management strategy?
Well, here's the thing. It's not so much that he has to ask permission. He has to advise him. And as a formal matter, it hasn't happened yet. And I was told by his staff that once he makes a formal change, he will do that. Basically, from their standpoint, there's no change in this blind trust in the sense that the mayor will know who the so-called investor co-person is who hires money managers, but the money managers will remain unknown to the mayor. I mean, the key provision here is that the mayor not use his knowledge of city business to increase the size of his own wealth, and they believe that the blind trust that is in place will stay in place, so there'll be no problem.
Now, does Mayor Bloomberg's move mean that maybe there's some action on the Quadrangle case that's imminent?
Well, something you'd figure, the Attorney General has had this case for a while, and several cases have been resolved related to it. So sooner or later, something's going to have to happen.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks.
WNYC's Bob Henley.